When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I appreciate you getting in on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. These are challenging times. Rocket Mortgage prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. And we appreciate Rocket Mortgage, and we appreciate them being with us through the pandemic. You're listening to the John Kincaid Show on your local affiliates, and we appreciate all of them as many hours as they can stick with the show. It is greatly appreciated. If they cut away for the hunting and fishing show or local programming, that's okay too. You can listen at SiriusXM 206. You can listen on the radio.com app. So it's okay. They got to pay bills too. I don't know why they wouldn't just stay with us, but that's a programming decision that I'd make. But I'm biased. I'm a little biased. We had some good discussion in the first hour. We will continue to do so. I'm going to try to get more sports in this hour than we did last hour. But I do want to address something that was brought up in the last hour because I had it set up for my 7 o'clock top of the hour, and I didn't want to shortchange it. And summarizing what we got into at the beginning of the show, it's not an either or. It is okay to be outraged by the death of George Floyd, outraged by the police brutality in that situation. And it is also okay to be outraged by the criminal element destroying communities, burning down people's businesses, beating store shop owners in the streets, stealing their goods. At a time in America where 40-some million people are unemployed, and by the way, they weren't unemployed. These people weren't unemployed just 2 months ago. They were forced into unemployment by the government telling them they had to shut down, that they had to stay at home. And remember, by the way, and I'll just say it again to you, and I've been saying it since the beginning, and I just ask you to revisit it because I told you in March and April, in May, the last day of May today, I would come in every week and say, wow, as a country, we did better than they predicted last week. I would come in every Sunday. We talk about, wow, we did better than they predicted last week. Because they predicted gloom and doom from this virus. They predicted the plague to destroy all plagues. And I ask you now to revisit and go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe they overshot things a little bit. Maybe they did. Positivity works, folks. It can work. There is one thing, though, that I'm not going to accept. And I absolutely refuse to accept it. And it's the Twitter crowd, the Facebook crowd, the Instagram crowd that now wants to revisit and say, see, Cap was right. See, Cap was right. No, Cap wasn't right. He may have been right in his message, but too many of his messages were misguided, not thought out. More importantly, by him not being able to be articulated. The minute that somebody tries to come out and convince me of something, especially if we don't come from common ground, the minute that they try to convince me, and I know that they don't have an open mind, I'm not listening. My listening ears are turned off. And you are more than welcome to believe that that's a weakness on my part. I'm very black and white. I will tell you right now, I am very black and white. Good, bad, yes, no, right, wrong. That was smart, that was dumb. I have a very hard time with gray area. I always have. I always have. And that is a weakness on my part, that I have a hard time exploring gray area. I tend to believe there's good, there's bad, there's right, there's wrong, whatever. But with the Colin Kaepernick situation, which I'm not going to relitigate on this show, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give him my time. But with a brother who put his life on the line in law enforcement for 28 years of his life, the minute Colin Kaepernick is showing up on an NFL practice field, by the way, as unprofessional as you can damn get, wearing pig socks, he loses me. And he loses me for good. Because I know his heart. I know his mind. He loses me for good. Because you know what? As I said it to you then, and we talked about it on this show, I said it to you now. My brother's not a pig. My cousin Joseph, a detective in Lower Merion, Pennsylvania, he's not a pig. His father used to be chief of detectives in Lower Merion, Pennsylvania, home of Kobe Bryant. He wasn't a pig either. And the members of my family were in law enforcement. They weren't pigs. And the minute that Colin Kaepernick is showing up on an NFL practice field with pig socks, thinking he's so cute and so, enough, done. I'm done with you. I'm done. You're not, first of all, you're not mature enough to conduct yourself like a professional. You know who wouldn't do that? You know who wouldn't do that? How about every quarterback I've ever rooted for? From Ron Jaworski to Donovan McNabb, to Nick Foles, to Carson Wentz, and everyone in between, and every bad one in between. When you're unprofessional, when you're like a child, I can't deal with you. When you wear t-shirts that celebrate dictators and talk about how bad things are in America, I'm done with you. I'm closed-minded to you. I am done with you because you're closed-minded. I'm not going to listen to you. You know who I will listen to? And a guy, when he first started talking, I said, oh gosh, here we go. And then I listened to him walk the walk, and then I watched him talk. I watched him talk the talk, and then I watched him walk the walk. I spit that out finally. Malcolm Jenkins. And when Malcolm Jenkins started speaking out on the entire Kaepernick situation, I'm like, oh geez, here we go. I have to hear another player talking all about it. But I listened. And it was interesting. And it was compelling. And though there was an inherent anger about situations, there was thoughtfulness. There was an open-mindedness of the message that invited me in, that got me engaged. And then I watched Malcolm Jenkins walk the walk in his community, engaging people of all colors, of all races, of all creeds. And I'm sure in your town, you had a star athlete or otherwise that maybe did the exact same thing, that engaged, that listened, that took the opportunity to speak, but didn't decide to speak divisively, didn't decide to celebrate dictators of other countries while complaining about this country. So I don't want to hear about, I don't want Colin Kaepernick being brought in the George Floyd situation. It doesn't belong. And no, this doesn't make him right. Not at all. Not at all. Because the minute you get that, you show me that you are willing to depict an entire entity of a profession as pigs, you've lost me. And by the way, it's freaking despicable. And I guarantee you, if someone was busting down your front door at 2 a.m. and you didn't have a way to defend yourself, the first call you're making is 911. So I hope they show up to bail your backside out. As we talked about at the beginning of the show, you can be absolutely outraged by the George Floyd situation, and you can be absolutely outraged by the senseless violence, looting, and damage, and fires, and criminal behavior. I watched it in my town on Friday night. Watched it unfold in Atlanta. Watched firefighters putting out a fire at a place called Del Frisco's in Buckhead. And these firefighters are showing up to stop an inferno, by the way, from then maybe escalating and burning down the building and putting others at risk or destroying other people's businesses. And they are being pelted with rocks and debris. Firefighters outdoing their job. Ridiculous. It is easy to be outraged by both. And you don't have to excuse the one to acknowledge the other. You don't. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. That's our toll-free line. It's sponsored by our friends at Geico. Geico's introduced the Geico Give Back. You know what that is? It's 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for information and eligibility. I'm not relitigating Colin Kaepernick. We have discussed that ad nauseum. I've given the man too much of my time on this show over the years. He wasn't the messenger to create unity. He wasn't the messenger to create, bring people together. Thankfully, many of his peers have done so and have gotten people to listen to the message and understand the message much, much more. Thankfully, they were around. Now, last Sunday, I made a prediction to you. And you know that there is one thing I love is to be right. And boy, was I right on this one. I told you last Sunday, if the Lance Armstrong mockumentary, as I'll call it, if the Lance Armstrong mockumentary was going on in my living room, I would walk into my kitchen so I could avoid it. And I know people very close to me in business that are associated with Lance. And I know they may have a different personal relationship with him. I said it to you last week. As a cancer survivor twice, as a testicular cancer survivor like Lance, and I'm glad that he lived, and I'm glad that he thrived, and I'm glad that he survived. I just wish that he had actually told the story. I talked about it all the time, and I would say to people, I have never, and I can tell you, I've never felt the same. Anthony have had and I have had discussions about this over the years, and I've talked about it with you, the listeners, over the years. I've never felt the same since cancer. I've got a screwed up thyroid. My body can't regulate heat. My ability to stay steady because of no thyroid, pretty much operating properly and constantly having to change my medication. It's like I have to worry about every single thing I put in my mouth. I've lost and gained the same 20 pounds over again, probably 25 times. And I always wondered, I was like, why is Lance Armstrong able to, he's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster, he's gotten better since cancer. By the way, that's not usually the way it is. Yes, people come back, and people come back and they thrive. And I consider the last 20-some years of my life to be thriving. But I've never felt the same physically. And I wondered how he did it. Well, I didn't realize. He'd been doping and having his body all before he ever started. Before he ever started his cancer battle. He already was operating on a different level of enhancement than I was. But the problem is he just kept lying about it. He kept lying that he was doing that. And then as he was to inspire people about a fight through cancer, like I went through, and the yellow bracelets, it was, look at me. And I'm doing this all just by my hard work and my dedication and my work ethic. And I would listen to it, and I doubted it all along. And those of you who've listened to me back from the ESPN days, those of you who've listened to me in Atlanta for 20-some years, you might even remember me talking about it at the time. I said, something's not right with this story. It doesn't make sense. Because I'm telling you, nobody that I knew from the cancer center, nobody that I knew that went through it, was feeling bigger, better, stronger, no after effects in their life, otherwise after cancer. Many of us thrive. But there's always something. There's some damage from the fight. Not for Lance, until we found out why. And for me, Lance Armstrong was a fraud. I wasn't going to watch it, and America didn't watch it either. Those were horrible ratings for the Lance Armstrong mockumentary. And it is a mockery. It's a mockery. There's nobody else we can showcase? Honestly. Jerry Springer should be doing the Lance Armstrong mockumentary. Not ESPN. 855-212-4CBS. I'll let you have your thoughts. You can get in and join us. Plus, I have a challenge for you with your boss tomorrow at work. I'll ask you to do it next. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. The John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio every week, week after week, on Twitter at John Kincaid. Listening on the radio.com app. Take the whole network with you all the time. We really appreciate it when you do. And we hope to entertain you a bit. We hope to be able to engage. I don't prefer, as Anthony well knows, we don't prefer to come on and have to do this show today. But it's ignorant not to at least acknowledge what's going on in the world and try to still be able to talk about some sports too, which we do. We don't prefer to do this show, though. Believe me, I can tell you that. There is one thing I would like to suggest, though, before I get to the phones here. There needs to be some creativity in the television market. I call out my own industry all the time. There are enough guys in my industry who are like, call us and tell us your four favorite Mets of all time. Who's on your Mount Rushmore of the Mets? Call us. That's how you know your host did no show prep and they're just literally mailing it in. That's how much they cared about you listening that day. So I call out my industry all the time. What was your favorite sports moment ever in Atlanta? Call us and tell us. I've thankfully had a career where I've not done any of those shows, and I'm really glad that I haven't. Now, some people will say, wish you did more of them, because I hate this one. But let's not digress. After the success of the Jordan documentary, what do all of the program directors do and programming departments say? We got to come up with the next one. What would be the next one? Well, 10 hours of Michael Jordan, like, almost wasn't enough. 10 hours of Jordan. I mean, the country couldn't get enough of it. Wait. I got the answer, Bill. What's the answer, Joe? Let's give them 60 plus hours of Derek Jeter. This'll work. Derek Jeter. Memo to the MLB Network. Do you realize the vast majority of the country doesn't ever look at Derek Jeter in this wouldn't even dare come out in the same breath of Derek Jeter and Michael Jordan?
So please stop it. 60 plus hours of Jeter? Are you kidding me? I'd rather see the 10 hours of the behind-the-scenes life of Derek Jeter during his playing career. Now that is a show I'd watch. Anthony's still pissed off he didn't get one of the gift baskets, and he's a Mets fan.
Plus, it's way too soon for anything on Jeter.
It's way too soon on Jeter.
He just retired 5 years ago.
For gosh sakes. My gosh, who makes these decisions? Hey, Bill, I got a great idea. You see the Jordan documentary? You know what we're going to do? We're going to give him 60-plus hours of Derek Jeter. Where are we located? Well, we're located in North Jersey. You mean right in Yankee country. Oh, that's good. Do you realize the rest of the country doesn't give a flip? And if you challenge this, I'll look at the ratings. And I'll come back later, just like the Lance Armstrong thing. I told you last Sunday it was going to bomb. I said bomb. It bombed. Bombed. WNBA-ish bombed. I'll tell you this, too. The rest of the country doesn't want 60-plus hours of Derek Jeter. First of all, too soon. Second of all, he ain't Michael Jordan. It's not. Sorry for the poor English. Grammar not good there. Rafael in Vermont joins us. Rafael, you're on the John Kincaid Show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Johnny. How are you, my man?
I'm doing all right, buddy. What's going on?
John, I respect you today because the way you come out, you let us know full disclosure that there is not that much objectivity because you are too close, too personal. I mean, there is not a jury box. They will accept you to serve in the jury in that case.
Yeah, you have to tell people, you got to tell people the, like, you know, where you're coming from and frame your arguments, but then try to listen, which is what we've been trying to do.
I respect that, but I come to a different perspective because I served in the Marine Corps for 8 years, and after I left the Marine Corps, I joined the National Guard, and I was an MP, a military police, for 4 years. And I went to the police academy, and I can tell you, if you want to do I can give you an idea, Johnny. Do me a favor. Ask the cops to get the transcript of some of the trainings they are giving in those old police academy, and you will see why we have that problem.
Are you talking about you just think that over-aggressive
the
training?
The
language?
Language.
Oh, okay.
The language.
Okay.
If I want 60 minutes to do a piece, just supina all the trainings and go to different part of the nation and get the training. What do they say? Johnny, I'm going to say something to you, and I never said it before. When I was in the Marine Corps, in training camp, in boot camp, we had the teachers to respect the other people more than the police academy are teach to respect the citizens of this country. And something is utterly
I would love, and you know what, Rafael, and I appreciate it because I got to get to some other people, but I would love to see that. I'd love to
just
see that, too.
That.
I'd love to see it. Thank you, buddy. Mac in Alaska joins us. Hello, Mac. Are you up early again?
Oh, no. I'm up late right now. Just
man, Mac.
A little bit.
This is way late. I hope you had a great night. That sounds
good. Yeah, it was great. I can't complain, but I just wanted to call in real quick, get your opinion on something. So with all the riots going on, and I know that you're down there in Atlanta.
Sure.
I just wanted to get your opinion on it. So I think that the way that the police are portrayed in the news is very unfairly, you know, for a lot of reasons. But I just wanted to get your opinion on something. So in the year 2000, there was a man in New York who he sued the police department because he went through the training to become a policeman. And they have a like an IQ test, and he scored too high on the test, and it was high, but it wasn't like remarkably high.
Okay.
And so the court and an appeals court ruled that it was legal for them to rule that way. So I just kind of wanted to get your opinion on it.
Yeah, I mean, there should not be. I appreciate your call. There should not be when you're talking about. You know, look at it. This is not something, and we were talking about Billy Joel's thing earlier, the We Didn't Start the Fire that Anthony played coming in. This didn't start. This hasn't started in the last 3 years. That's total crap. Anybody who wants to try to spend, I've heard that. Oh, this is America today. Excuse me. This was America in the 80s when I was at Temple University in North Philadelphia. This was America in the 90s. This was America in the 2000s. In the 2010s. This was America under Republican presidents, Democrat presidents, or otherwise. And by the way, if you haven't figured this out yet, figure it out. Your local elected officials, your mayors, your district attorneys, your congressmen have a hell of a lot more to do with systematic problems in your community than anybody does that lives at the White House in Washington, D.C. It's not even close. And there is blame to go around. Jeff in Indianapolis joins us. Jeff, what's going on this morning?
Yeah, good morning, John. Great show as always.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm on the Indianapolis Police Department, and I am in my 43rd year in law enforcement, all on the street, all in uniform. And first of all, thank you to your brother and your other family members for their service in law enforcement. I did not know you had family in law enforcement until you mentioned that earlier.
There you go.
That is awesome. Thank you for their service. But a couple of callers ago, I want to just hit real quick. A couple of callers ago, you had a gentleman who stressed that officers needed to be screened better.
Yes.
And I just had to say the screening process, especially now, but even 4 decades ago when I first entered this career, the screening process is very intense, and it, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, they put you through the process, and they want to know exactly what type of individual they're getting as an officer. And
then, can I ask you, Jeff, a question with that? Because first of all, I'm fascinated. But how then does it appear that we have so many incidences over time where bad eggs are allowed to go? This gentleman in Minneapolis having, I mean, what, 10, 12 different allegations against him of not doing his job properly, and he wasn't prosecuted for it. How is that happening?
That amazes me. When I found that out and I saw that, I just thought that is almost impossible. I just cannot believe
from
that.
Your experience, like where you are, your police department, that would be like inexplicable. That'd be inexplicable.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. And one of the candidates running for president is having vice president is having to answer questions about it today, you know, and answer questions to try to figure out how did this stuff go on for so long. Can I ask you one question? Because I got to run. Tell me something.
Sir.
43 years in, are you a father, your grandfather? I'm trying to figure out if
I am a father and a grandfather.
Okay.
Yes.
Why the hell do you still want to do this?
This is still, despite everything, this is still one of the best professions in the entire world. And I love every aspect of it. I'll admit, some days are a whole lot rougher than others, physically and emotionally. But being able to be out here on the front line and to do this job and do it right, do it to the best of your ability and try to make a difference. And my personal philosophy is every situation I go into, I try to leave it in a little bit better shape than when I found it.
That's awesome.
And
we can all
keep going.
We can all, Jeff, if we could all do that, talk show hosts, doctors, lawyers, teachers, we would all, with that motto, it would all work. I got to run. But, Jeff, I appreciate you listening. And thank you for protecting our communities. That's a great, great way to look at it. Try to leave every situation a little better than you found it. That's a pretty good way for us all to approach everything.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
Give it a shot. Whoa, we're halfway there. We're more than halfway there. Take my hand. We'll make it, I swear. All right. On Friday, it's weird you played this song, Anthony. On Friday... Two of the fine gentlemen I work with at 680 The Fan in Atlanta, Chuck and Chernoff, were debating this song.
What was the debate about?
Is Chuck was saying that that everybody can sing the words to that song. That if you're over the age of like 35, you can sing the words to that song. Everybody knows that song. And Matt was just like, well, I'm not that big a Bon Jovi fan. I'm just not that. And he said, I always sort of looked at it as a chick thing. And they were going back and forth on this.
First concert I ever went to in my life, Bon Jovi.
I mean, I was appalled that Matt could not sing the song along with it. It was interesting, though. They had a good time. Hopefully you're having a good time with us this morning. We've gotten into some deep stuff. You guys have been awesome, as always, and I appreciate you being a part of the show at 855-212-4CBS. I will get to a couple, got a couple callers on the line that I will get to momentarily here. But I just want to bring up a couple of other things. I want you to go into work tomorrow. Anthony, I want you to try this. Tomorrow morning.
There's no one here anymore.
Yeah, it's the truth. Exactly. You see, it's different.
I have to wait a little bit.
By the way, let me just tell you, it hasn't looked that good in the news lately, but you're going to love it when they reopen. It's going to really look great. I know Atlanta hasn't looked that great lately, but it's going to look, once they reopen, it's going to be absolutely awesome. You're going to love life again. It's going to be fun. I want you to go into Mark Chernoff's office. Go into the boss's office. And I want you to demand to see the books. I want you to walk in his office tomorrow, and then I want you to text me afterwards and tell me how it goes. Go in his office, close the door behind you, demand you want to see the books for CBS Sports Radio. Because you think you deserve more money. I want you to go in there, and this is the strategy I'm asking you to take. This is an experiment. Okay, so you go do that, and tomorrow you text me and see how it goes.
Yeah, JK, you got any openings down there in Atlanta?
I find the boss to be very open-minded. He's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. He'll fire your backside quick. You go on in. I love it. But I want you to all try it tomorrow, Monday morning, because this is how I've seen it on Twitter. It's been great with the Major League Baseball Players Association. And we'll talk to David Sam from CBS HQ coming up on the show. But I've seen this from people. Open the books. The owners need to open the books. Demand they open the books. I want you to demand they open the books. Go to your boss tomorrow. And I want you to demand they open the books. You know who gets to see some of the books? The NFL Players Association. They get to see some of the books. They don't get to see all the books, but they get to see some of the books. Do you know who gets to say open the books? The NBA Players Association. They get to see some of the books. They don't get to see all the books, but they get to the books where it applies to them. They get to see the books. You know why they get to see the books? Because they're partners with the owners. They're partners. If the Major League Baseball Players Association and some of the simpletons on social media, oh, tell the players, the owners are so greedy. Tell them to open the books. First of all, I want you to try that at work tomorrow. And by the way, text me and tell you how it goes. What do we have? 40-some million unemployed right now? There'll be 40 million in one. Because you don't have a right to demand that your boss show you the books. And by the way, if you want to have access to the books, if you want to be in a situation where you get to see the books, then become a partner. Don't reject revenue sharing. Be a part of it. Take the profit. Take the loss. Take the risk. Along with the owners. But please, stop it with that nonsense on Twitter. Tell the owners to open the books. Yeah, you go try it. I have a figuring the boss at Shoe Carnival is going to be kicking you out. Kevin in Madison, Wisconsin joins us. Kevin, good morning. You're on the John Kincaid Show. How are you?
Hey, John. Well, I have been on hold for a while and I had a lot of different things to discuss. It's an emotional time, of course, for everyone.
It absolutely is.
I really want to weigh in on what you just said about Anthony doing that at the office, but like, I don't want it to take up my whole phone call. But one thing is, these players are
the best in the world. So, like, if Anthony was, this is just real quick. So, if Anthony was deemed to be one of the 5 to 15 best producers in the country, so to speak, you know what? Maybe there is a way. I'm just saying these are the best players.
Then here's what I'd suggest. Then they should not, then you're not part of a union then.
Right.
Because you see, when you agree to be part of the union, you set that aside and you're part of a brotherhood. So you agree to bargain for the collective good. You've set aside your personal. It doesn't matter if he's the best in his business. He doesn't get extra access because of that. Now, here's what you could do. You could be Howard Stern. You could be Christopher Mad Dog Russo in our business. And you could go and create your own thing. You could go and create your own business where you don't work for somebody, where you actually get to control your business. You could do that. And by the way, bravo to both of them. Love you, Mad Dog. And long been an admirer of Howard Stern. They bet on themselves and went out and did their own thing. And according to somebody, they get to know what's going on. And to me, so if you want to do that, that's different. So the little different situation.
Okay, I got my one quick point. Well, this is going to be my point. My point is that I would hope that you could stay consistent going forward on a point that you made earlier. And I would hope that going forward, that no one that ever made any affinity or towards our current president, that they were for him, that you would ever give them 1 minute of airtime ever again.
Well, I'm not getting into politics with you. And I know, Kevin, every time you call, I know you want to do that. We're not doing politics. We're not doing politics. If you want to criticize this president, there's plenty of things to criticize him about. You want to criticize the last president, the one before him? I can give you a laundry list of things to criticize them about, too. We're not doing it on this show. I know that's where you swim, because every time you call, that's where you swim. Sorry. Not taking your cheese. I'm not going into the trap with you. Nova joins us in Phoenix, Arizona. Nova, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning.
I'm glad to have you on the show. What's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to thank you so much for being able to decipher the agendas behind certain situations, you know, because it takes a lot of guts to sit there and say what you said, and you definitely earned my respect. I was flipping through channels, never listened to your station before. And I actually sat and I listened and heard you out. And for those who are actually, you know, gathering together in a peaceful process, trying to get their voices heard, I commend all of you, you know, for doing what you are doing. I definitely am against the looting and the rioting and you know, the disrespect to any store owners or anybody who is, you know, innocent bystander in these situations. So the fact that you were able to decipher that, a lot of people don't really talk about it. You know, a lot of people don't take a stand on that. And me being a black woman, oh, you're welcome. And most definitely, me being a black woman, I'm just as outraged. But to see American people come together in the same, you know, outcry, just as outraged, is even more spectacular. And no, we haven't arrived yet, but we're still moving forward the process to try. You know,
Nova, isn't that the idea? Is that I hear people saying we need to have a solution. Mm-hmm. My message would be, we need to be better Monday than we were Sunday.
That's right.
I don't believe that there is some grand solution that can just be imposed and then we're all going to live in peace and harmony. The world has been fighting. People have been fighting amongst themselves for generations. I just want to be, can we be better next Sunday when we take to the air than we were this Sunday? You know what I mean?
That's right. And I definitely agree. And I just want to say everybody keeps standing together. You know,
yes.
And thank you for pointing out the actors and things like that, because social media has a bad habit of shadow banning, you know, those who are actually sending
sure.
a positive message. So
thank you.
Thank you, Nova. Bye-bye.
I love to hear from you again sometime. That is absolutely one. Rick in Jacksonville joins us. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, I'm an ex-Texas State Trooper. And I'll tell you, the problem right off the bat is the pay. It's hard to get good people to apply for a job unless they just love it when they don't pay them. I mean, I guarantee you, if you ask your family members that were in law enforcement, same as me, that when you're in the academy, you're looking at some people that you know shouldn't be there.
And so they, you mean that they look at some of their peers and go, okay, this guy's from the jump. They should never give him a badge.
Exactly. He should not have a badge or a gun. He, she, whatever. But because they're a government entity, they're required to hire, unfortunately, multiples of people. And I don't know about you, but when I have to go to the emergency room, I don't care where you came from. I just want the smartest person in the building.
Yeah, that's the truth. I mean, yeah, you do. Thank you, Rick. I got to run. Yeah, you do. You want the smartest person in the building to deal with you. Like, I had a terrible experience at an emergency room earlier this year. Terrible experience. And you don't want that. All right, coming up after the top of the hour, I have a message for many of my peers on social media in my industry and the entertainment industry and others. We found out this guy lied. Shocker. I also told you that. And we will relive my painful memory. 33 years ago, this date was just tattooed in my subconscious. And I hate it ever since. Final hour of the John Kincaid Show comes your way next. David Sampson also joins us. Coming up on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's the refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.